I drove it inside. I didn't want to drive it up to the house. And I started walking down that place there. And before I got there, the dog come out charging worse than these dogs. Come out from under the front steps. Front steps was, I reckon as long as from one side of these two rooms to the other. It was a great big old house. I imagine
it was a three-story house.
Three-story house, and I imagine it had 20, 25 rooms to it. That dog come out of there ringing, and I couldn't run. I was out in the middle of nowhere, you know. I knew he could catch me, and I knew and when you run, well, that's when the dog gets you. And I just, the kid swung on to me. I reached in my pocket, got my pocket knife, and I just stood my ground. I didn't run. Well, he come up, waved to me, and I just stood there. If he come on me, I had my pocket knife open. I was going to wake him over. Well, I didn't want to bother him unless he got a file of us. I wasn't going to let him take my kids away from him. And
what kind of dog was it?
Well, I don't know what kind of a dog it was. Seemed like it's about the color of these dogs,
yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know what kind of a dog he was, but I mean, he come out from under that box, and he'd hold the box a lot louder than me. At least I thought so then. And I'd always heard say, don't ever run from a dog when they was. And it's mighty hard to stand up there and let them come on you, but then when you can't help yourself, well, you prepare for them, you know. And but we stood there, and I walked off slowly, and one thing or another, and he didn't bother me, but he stood out there going guard duty. The man wasn't there. I got in a truck and drove around to the back. But he wasn't there that day.
He wasn't?
No.
You went there and he wasn't?
No, he wasn't at home. Wasn't at home? Well, no one at home.
Yeah. Well, what did you say, what kind of dogs you got?
Well, those two red ones are supposed to be Pinscher Doberman Pinscher, or whatever you call them. Well, they're kind of vicious dogs.
You know
them. Of course, if these ever attempt to bite anybody, I don't know it. Now, they'll bark around and look around one thing or another. See, they're young, they're a little old, about 2 years old, a little better. And the other dog, he's that little white dog, what is he?
He's a collie.
Collie and
that's all.
No.
He's a boy or a collie.
Maybe so, I don't know. I was thinking it's some kind of a black dog.
Well,
his mother's a black.
Boy or a collie. His mother's black.
Solid black.
Yeah.
But how?
His father's a solid white.
He's got a trail of work around there. He'll raise stand. He knows when she comes in every evening. Every morning when she goes out, he'll run around that yard there and bark like fury. Now, they don't do much barking when she comes in, but they know a strange car. By the time she turns in out there, they know what car, know by what time she's coming.
We had a red Irish setter.
Good dog. Stupid dog, though.
No, he wasn't stupid. Not by a little bit. Back, 25 years ago.